This is Stephanie, and this is the Mocha Minutes Podcast. Hey guys, before we get into the episode, I just want to let you know about something that's a little new here at the Mocha Minutes Podcast. We are now participating in Buy Me a Coffee. So if you haven't heard, buymeacoffee.com is a place where you can show some support and some love monetarily to some of your favorite content creators. That includes me. So it's in the increments of either $1, $3, or $5, and you can do as many as you would like. So I just wanted to let you guys know, would love, love, love some support. So if you would go to buymeacoffee.com/mocha minutes, I would greatly appreciate it. It will also be in the show notes. Okay, here we go.
That'll be the last thing that I would need to do and not do. Oh, Lord, can you imagine? Okay, so let me count it on down in 5, 4, 3. Every now and then I get a little crazy. That's not the way it's supposed to be. Sometimes my vision is a little hazy. I can't tell who I should trust or just who I let trust me, yeah. People try to say I act a little funny. That's just a figure of speech to me. They tell me I changed because I got money. But if you were there before, then you're still down with me. What about your friends? Will they stand their ground? Will they let you down again? What about your friends? Are they gonna be low down? Will they ever be your way? Will they turn their backs on you? Hello, welcome to the Mocha Minutes Podcast. I am Stephanie. Thank you for joining me. Y'all can't see the screen that I can see, but it looked like Soul Train on my screen. Ooh. Wait a minute, hold on. We got the Soul Train dancers. We got a Soul Glow dancer. We got a Fly Girl. We got, you know, Bankhead and his soul, because he about to go on vacation. I said, I'm like, let me find out. When I tell y'all, the return of Safe Space is hilarious to me. Yes! When I'm looking at this, y'all, welcome back. And I told y'all, 2024, I'm getting my podcast groove back, so I gotta like bring some people in for the groove, because I'm sorry, last 2 years has been like mentally a little bit rough, which is why I could like touch and agree with Miss Quad, because I know exactly how that feels, where it's like stuff is going on around you and you don't have the mental capacity to deal with it. Yeah, so of course I had to bring back the Safe Space. So I got this world famous Taria from the What Else Is Going On podcast. She out here hosting live shows with Kim Pyre. Here gabbing at the Bravo of the Bravo Coins with my cousin Rodney and my bougie cousin the Brooke Ashley. I'm like, y'all ain't gonna say nothing about Brooke Ashley. She's my bougie cousin that is so fun. She's that bougie cousin that is extremely fun.
Yes.
She's like, yeah, she bougie as hell. I'm like, yeah, but I like her. I like going on vacation with her.
Right.
And then I have my Kennedy. He's mine.
Yes.
So it's like, he is my Kennedy. Like, y'all can't call him that. Okay.
I'm
y'all
here.
Can call him Kendrick. Y'all can call him a snack, but you cannot call him Kennedy. That is me.
He is Tennessee. Kennedy, your love is sweet.
Take me to
a strawberry wine.
I know that's right. Y'all better sing for me.
He is that strong brown liquor Tennessee drink that y'all get.
Instead of what's the song? Instead of Tennessee whiskey, he is our Kennedy whiskey.
Kennedy whiskey.
Yeah, and mind you, yes. His previous podcast name, it was like me and you. You're
yes,
the only one that does it right. He's like, I'm gonna just change the name because I'm tired of y'all messing this up. The Reality Comics 2 T T-O-O.
The people couldn't find me. They couldn't find me. Everybody was saying it backwards and sideways. I said, you know what? Let me just change it.
It's here. Like, take a minute, please. Like, right.
It's like, look here. I'm tired of y'all
butchering.
Look here, 8x11 folks. Y'all gonna stop butchering my daggone name. And so I gotta change it.
Yes.
So I'm gonna have to change it for y'all, because oh my gosh. And yeah, let me tell y'all something. Anybody 8x11, if y'all like, oh, I gotta come to talk to you, don't. This is not what you want. I'm like, I said what I said and I ain't changing it. Now what Indeed. Else is going
Indeed.
On?
I ain't chain up.
Indeed.
But we are here. I had to get in my folks to talk about. Now, Bravo is somewhat spoiling us, but also I got a bone to pick with y'all about Miami. Because when I tell you, y'all could have, like, this whole Bet on Blonde, y'all could have put that on the Peacocks and put the second part after the second part of Beverly Hills. Baby, yes. I do not need to see 2 hours of that lady who Elba. Looks very, very good, who was telling me about that man who is now very senile, stealing from the people for like 45 bajillion. He's been stealing from people as long as you've been alive, madam. I don't care about, I'm like, oh my God, I lost everything. You're still in Beverly Hills, ma'am. You did not move to the outskirts. You're not in Watts.
You still got a pool.
You still got a pool.
You and your geriatric dog still get food. Like, I don't understand this.
Right.
I'm pretty sure somebody, you're like, oh, none of my friends. I'm like, I'm pretty sure Kyle will let you stay in one of her 17 homes.
Okay.
And at the end of the day, she's staying in her own home. I remember when I found the paperwork, and I will keep screaming it from the rooftops, but I haven't been able to find it, that home that she's staying in was at once upon a time in the name of EJ Global.
I know you're lying.
Ma'am.
No.
What you're not going to do is like, I am destitute. I'm sorry. You're Beverly Hills destitute, but then you want to sit down and talk to. This is not about Beverly Hills. Nope. I'm like, right.
Yeah, you're right. I'm with you. Yeah, you're right. Let me hush.
She appropriating our struggle. I don't like that.
I know. I don't appreciate that.
Okay. So
because there's a lot of appropriation with her, I feel like, sometimes. And we're not going to get into that.
Like, I would give you a point of trying to steal your friend who is talking, you know, who likes to wear a hood. And like a failure of baby hairs on her forehead.
A little piece of Jerry curl.
I'm like, I will give you this, where you're like, it just sounds different from a white woman. And I'm like, she ain't listening to your ass. But thank you for actually trying. I'm like, girl,
yeah.
We got two housewives that are like simultaneously their reunion is going on at the same time. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's a lot going on.
But we are here to talk about Married to Medicine, because y'all,
which is also a lot.
It's like, it's three parts. All the reunions, Beverly Hills, Miami, Married to Medicine, they're all three parts. And I'm like,
ooh.
I am very confused here. But again, Miami Part 2 did not need to be on Peacock. And if it is, you should have announced it.
Yes, thank you.
It's because hey, did you watch the second part? I'm like, oh, yeah, wait, time out. The whole thing there?
They showed it next day on Bravo on a Thursday and didn't tell nobody. I was like, wait, what? Huh? I still ain't seen part two, because I forgot it was that. I was waiting.
That's, it's crazy. And part three is coming on tonight, they said.
That's why I was like, wait a minute. Wait, hold on. Today is also Thursday. We're recording Thursday. Yeah. So the Traitors, I guess the finale and the reunion is also coming on today.
And it's like, I feel they're setting up not on purpose, but for failure in a way. Like, you're not setting it up for success.
I'm like, I'm getting overstimulated, because I know with the three part of Married to Medicine, I know right after that, Potomac is going to start.
Mm-hmm. And then after that, what will we have after that? What will we have with Potomac?
I think Jersey is coming back in May, because I saw the
May 5th.
Okay. That's right, Cinco de Mayo, and then I saw.
I don't acknowledge them, but I know our girls coming back in June. My Dubai girls coming back in June.
Wait, did they drop a trailer for Dubai? Because I saw the commercial. No, it was just
a little piece of teaser. June 1st. Just a little piece of teaser, yeah.
I saw the first episode at BravoCon, and from what I can remember, it was good. Yeah, they showed the first episode.
That's right.
They did say they would have the first. I'm like, that is so. I'm like, why?
And it was pretty good. But I like how Kendrick said, I don't acknowledge them.
Jersey, I don't fool with them no more. Jersey be too much. The fandom be too much. I'd be like, child.
I did not watch.
I'm living.
I think
in a
I watched two
now.
Episodes last season. Place. I think I think I maybe watched two episodes last season.
Yeah. You know what? I made it far. I say, you know what? I'm going to try to make it. I think I made it up until a couple episodes before the reunion. I didn't see Teresa's wedding. I didn't see none of the reunion. About Bo Diddle.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad they did like a special episode and not a whole, like, you know, a spinoff thing. Because I'm like, I don't think I can handle that. Yeah. But that's how honest. And I can't believe, like, for the majority of the people that I watch in recap of how they're feeling about Potomac, I'm like, I don't like watching my two faves fight, especially when there is no reason for said fight. And if y'all know me, I'm like Rodney. Rodney has a soft space for Ashley. I have a soft, and everybody on this thing, girl, she already making a face. See, that's it.
Ashley is the only one that I do not have a spot for on that show.
No, that's the thing. It's even like, if I don't, Rodney said he had a soft spot. Oh, I thought you were talking about my fave. You made it for Ashley. Okay, girl, good. My soft space, and that's the thing. Kennedy noticed about
Dixon
me. My
Dixon
soft
Dixon.
Space is I'm in the Dixon district. I have a
soft spot. Yes, we know that. Yes, yes, yes.
Robin.
Yes.
And it's like, the thing about it is, it's like, I'm like, y'all don't really have a beef, but I think it is the reason why y'all can't get over your beef is because of Giselle, and I'm going to tell y'all why. She don't fucking like that girl, or she don't feel
that's
like,
it period.
It's like she don't like the girl, she don't see a benefit of being her friend like she did with Ashley. It was kind of, she the youngest one, she could keep me young. It's like she really didn't have like, but she also, if we look at it, even though Ashley has argued with everybody on this show, her argument that she had with Giselle was about somebody else. So they never really had a one-on-one issue. Candace,
That's true.
It's a one-on-one issue. But she also...
Let me ask y'all. Do y'all think that this show... Because I think I watched... I made it through like episode 4. Y'all know me. Nowadays, I quit the show in a minute.
I'm with you. I don't be watching it. Kempire, I blame you for having to watch this.
It's like Bold and Bougie me. Love and Marriage
Me too.
Me. Because Winter and Ashley Silva recapping this episode every week,
girl,
me on the damn floor. I'm like, please stop letting Winter in here with her Christian ass. She's gonna cuss y'all out religiously.
She said last week, y'all said y'all want the old Winter back.
I'm like,
I'm back.
Who said that? You know me, y'all know I love cousin Jamie. Jamie a fool on Twitter. He really is cousin Jamie a fool. He is that cousin.
But Kendrick,
my guy.
You would get ready to say something about
Potomac. What else you got? What were you going to say?
Oh, I'm scared. I was going to ask, because I haven't watched since like episode 4 or 5, girl. I think. But I literally, like, I watched the clips on social media. I know. I was like, I can't do this no more. And then the fandom be so weird. So that's my whole thing.
Yes.
Whenever a fandom gets weird, I'm like, I don't need y'all.
I'm out. Yeah.
So I'll wait till next season. But my question for y'all is, because y'all are watching, right? Week to week, still kind of.
When I have not week to week, but when I have to watch, like,
it's like I'm like, girl,
but
I'm
caught up.
Skip on
I'm caught up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do y'all think, is there any like chance in hell like this whole cast moves forward?
No.
Do you think it's gonna be a big recast like Atlanta next
Here's
season?
The thing.
Well,
I can see Ashley going.
Me too.
I wouldn't be surprised if Giselle. Everybody, it's really funny. Like, I'm sorry, Tree. I'm gonna let you finish.
No. No. Go ahead.
I was going to say, everybody literally for years have been saying Giselle does not deserve first chair. She don't need to be first chair. She don't get first chair. They're like, oh my gosh, she's first chair. Bitches, this is what y'all wanted.
Right. But I think that's because they didn't think it would ever happen, though. On that note, I think they didn't think that it would ever happen. I feel like this. I feel like I was listening to Carlos, and I will say, for as much as it's funny when the people that you like get the first chair, then it's like, oh, it means something to the network. But when it's people you don't like, then all of a sudden it's like they don't mean anything.
Right.
But Carlos was saying how he said, don't let them tell you it doesn't mean anything. I worked on Atlanta. We would have discussions about the reunion.
That's the thing. He has maintained that.
Yes, that. So
a first chair means something.
Right.
Something. I do believe it to me, it's like a, what is it called when it's a, when it's like a, not a double sword, but basically I do believe
a blessing and a curse
believe there's a chance that they
22.
Can move forward, because I believe Giselle getting the second seat was them sending a message to the audience, but also maybe to the ladies, like, y'all need to do something. So I do believe if in fact it was a message to her, she was like, okay, maybe we do need to move forward, which is a good thing. But on the other side of that, then the audience is questioning, is it genuine? Is it just because of the message that was sent of y'all need to move forward? You know what I mean? So I feel like it's a double-edged sword. It can be good. I do think I said today, I did a video and said, for as much as I don't like the behaviors of some, mm-hmm. and they're all, none of them are all innocent, mm-hmm. but I just want the best for a cast full of Black women. We only have two Black casts, and I'm so disappointed with the way things are breaking down this season, because out of everybody, I'm definitely want to watch the two Black casts no matter what, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
I think the reunion is going to show us whether or not they can move forward. Andy Cohen said today that he lost his voice and that he made the statement that, and the way he said, I just want to read it to y'all real quick, because the way, and y'all will get it, the way he said it, I was like, uh-oh. Mm. He made the comment that, I can't find it, but basically he said, one of their flaws, and then kind of caught himself and said, the flaw of the season is that you have two groups of women that that really aren't communicating, aren't liking each other. And he said, basically, the Housewives is built on conflict and resolution. So if you don't have that, then that's
don't have the result, it's not going to work.
So he said that hopefully we'll see it at the you'll see some of that at the reunion. So I do think there is a world in which they can make it forward, but then move forward. But then the question becomes, is it to save jobs? And hey, I get it. I wouldn't want to lose my check either.
It really should be about, because the thing about it is, it's like, I feel that way about Potomac as well, because Potomac, and I know people are like, wait, what? No, it's not. It really is. Potomac was the first all Black cast. Atlanta was not, because of Kim Zolciak. It's like they were first, because one, they didn't think that folks would watch it if it was all Black. That's why they stuck Kim's ass on there. That's why
no
one too.
Nene actually campaigned for Kim.
She did campaign for Kim, but also it's kind of like that's what the whisper has been. Just like Bravo wasn't going to say to all Black class, but it kind of like, and I don't know if they sent that message to Mariah.
Got it.
Because it's like, again, Carrie Wells was like, why the hell is Carrie Wells on this show?
Right.
Black people, why is she here? Why is she here?
The biggest thing, it's so funny when people feel like they know that you hate, or you must hate this cast member. I feel like we all are human. So you can look at a cast member and say, I really don't. Yes, we know we don't know these people in real life, but from what I see, I may not like this or that. But I just want to speak to the Robin and Candace of it all. I said, Candace has a right to feel how she feels, and she had a right to go on social media and say what she said. However, Robin has the right to say, I'm not messing with you because you're supposed to be my friend. And even though Candace may not have read her to filth on Twitter, my friend wouldn't go on Twitter necessarily if she's like my little sister and say those things. So I want Candace to not be dense another day and say, I don't understand why Robin is upset. Come on now. That was supposed to be your friend.
You can't sit here and say, didn't talk about your husband issues so you can be involved in setting me up. And I'm like,
or if she feels like that, girl, that's one thing. But have that conversation with Robin.
We're just jumping into the fray, because that's what people were saying. Because I was like, let me explain something to you. And I have to say this very, very loudly, because I think people missing this. Kim, Monietta, Claire, Deborah, Huga is the last person to talk about accountability and transparency in filming. Bitch, she went to France with these heifers. Sitting there, walking around with umbrellas and eating bonbons and shit. Next week, she came back and moved her whole life to Virginia, and they had no clue. And by the way, they were still actively filming. And she told these bitches to mind their damn business.
You know why? Yeah. Because people ain't been watching since season one.
They started watching season five.
Exactly.
Like, y'all just came into season five. I'm like, y'all are not going to sit here and like, because I'm like, I'm sorry. Karen is not the beacon of transparency or honesty, because that bitch will flat out lie. She's acting like Charisse does. Like, I don't know why Charisse got an issue with me. Oh, I know exactly why she got an issue with you. And also, it's like, y'all don't like when I say some popular opinion about Potomac. Karen and Giselle are very much alike. Y'all just like Karen. They move the same way, and people don't recognize it, because let's be very clear. Even though I do not agree with Giselle doing this, talking to Karen about, talking about what she said about Grace, let's be very clear. Let that shit have happened to Raven and Giselle ain't say something. Karen would have pulled her up so quick.
I don't know, though. I feel like Karen would have spoke up, because I agree with Karen. If I think that you're making an it saying something about my child or making faces in the moment, I'm going to say, because this is a conflict and resolution type show, what's the point of talking about it without the person who you have the problem with? So to me, I wish Giselle had said, are you making, so what's the problem? You making faces at my
and
daughter.
That's the thing. That's because it's like, wait a minute, why are you making faces while I'm talking? Because I agree with you. But what I'm saying is like,
if but you're saying that you think Karen still
like,
would have
Karen would have had an issue. She would have had an issue. Like, why didn't you say something before? But this is the same person who told Ashley that, girl, you're a whore and I don't want you around my daughter because I don't want my daughter to become a whore. Y'all missed that season one. I'm like, baby, if you've been here since day one, you would have mentioned that. Like, this is who Karen was. And that whole grand dom thing, she's like, I am the grand dom, bitch. The other light-skinned lady on this show is the one who gave you that title as a joke. So why are you mad? That was the other thing. I was like, Candace, I hear you. But she got named Grand Dom as a joke. This is a joke towards NECA. And it's like, as much as I have an issue with Giselle, I'm like, at least Giselle's like, oh, no, I did that shit to get on Karen's nerves.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did say
She's
that.
She's like, no, like, that's the reason why I did it. Okay, y'all, see, now I'm getting worked up like Rodney. I need to be like him and Erica to take notes. But we had to talk about first part of the reunion of them, the medicine wives married to medicine. This is season 10.
Season 8. A decade.
Ironically, season X, because Quad is back on the season with Dr. Gregory and his new wife. Okay, because I asked everybody to bring their best and worst dress from the reunion. So Miss Taria, I'm gonna start with you. Your best dress, and mind you, I don't think everybody looked terrible. I'm gonna say that. But out of the list, best and worst dress.
Phaedra's dress was a lot, but I just thought, and maybe it's because I'm so sick of seeing that blonde, I thought she looked absolutely beautiful and like a natural person and not like some Barbie walking around. I thought the hair was good. I thought from the from the top of her head down to the middle of the dress was beautiful. Mm-hmm. I just really thought that she looked good. I don't know if her dress was the best, but I mean, out of all the looks, I will say, let me just give Dr. Heavenly something, because she is not my cup of tea nor Hennessy.
But I'm gonna give her something too.
She also looked really good. I think she played it safe. But I think safeness worked for her in this case.
Right.
So I think she did. The worst dress for me, I like you, Sweet Tea, but I don't know what was going on from the neck down. And I really do feel like you went back to a bridal store back in your hometown on a road that's not paved yet.
Oh, I was going to say homecoming, but okay.
That's not even homecoming. Especially not the homecomings of 2024. She went back to homecoming long before
1982. So sweet. And that town that still got
They posed in front of the wicker chairs.
Yeah.
You know the wicker chairs where they did that?
With the dope dealer,
With the dope dealer's child.
And the New Jack City background.
Yes.
So, Sweet Tea, my love. that wasn't it. She was my worst dress, unfortunately, from the neck down. But I know you said one. So out of Phaedra and Heavenly, I will give it to Heavenly. But I did like Phaedra's presentation.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked her aesthetic. And I think it's more so the blonde hair.
When I go through I think you go agree, because it sounds like we're saying a lot of the same stuff. My best dress was, I said Phaedra. I love, and it seems like only our black housewives, well, I call them housewives because they basically housewives.
The medicine wives.
Right, the medical wives, you know. I love it when our girls do a theme. So automatically, I give them a lot of grace, because I'm like, okay, one, you in theme, and then two, let me see how it looks. Mm-hmm. So like, remember the dungeon theme in Atlanta? Mm-hmm. Like,
I loved that.
Candy's look was wild, but it was so on theme that I was like, you know what?
I kind of loved it.
Yeah, me too.
out. Mm-hmm. It's the dungeon.
Exactly. And so I was
she
like,
did
okay,
what needed to be done.
That's what correct. I felt here. Obviously, mm-hmm. it was like a floral springtime, like whatever yeah. the thing was. I loved it. So keep mm-hmm. all that in mind when I say
okay.
my best dress. I love everything from Phaedra's makeup, the hair, the drama of the dress. I loved it. Now, yes. was the dress over the top? Yes. But it wasn't, you know, a lot of girls come and it'd be kind of cheap over the top.
Yes,
that
yes.
expensive over the top. So I was like, yes. okay, it at least looked good. And it was definitely a sit-down dress because if your ass tried to stand mm-hmm. up, you're going to fall in that tool and your ass going to get lost in the twilight zone. So, yeah. So Phaedra was my best dress.
Mm-hmm.
I said Heavenly was personal best. So mm-hmm. Heavenly mm-hmm. usually doesn't mm-hmm. always mm-hmm. hit the mark, but this is the best no. I think she's looked at a reunion. And I think like
ever.
Hair, yeah, hair, makeup, all that. It was her personal best. So I'm gonna give her correct. That award. So
correct.
Go Heavenly. I also made another cat. You gave us two. I made four categories. So that was two.
Okay. I love this. Okay.
I love this. Come on.
My third one is not as bad as everybody makes it out to be because it was in theme. I gave it to Toya.
Thank you. I agree
yes.
with that.
She looked great. Yeah. She was like a flower blooming.
Yes, exactly.
She looked beautiful. I like the styling. I like the shoe. I like the
yes.
when she sat down, mm-hmm. she looked perched.
That's what exactly. I thought she looked beautiful. Ooh.
That's what I thought. And I was like, you know what? Had it been just like a regular reunion and she came in there, then I'd be like, girl. Like, but because it was this theme, I was like, mm-hmm. okay, I kind of mm-hmm. love this. So she gets my not as bad as everybody make yes. it out to be, but she's in theme award.
I love that.
Yeah, so do I.
And then, I love that.
Right. And then unfortunately, yeah, I agree, Sweet Tea. That just, it was given, you know, yeah, I had to, they told me we had a theme and, you know, my mama here, mm-hmm. she know how to sew real good. So mm-hmm. she had to whoop me up a little something real quick. And this one we had time for, because, you know, your mama
yes.
said, girl, give me that yes. tool over there. Bring that tool over there. You know, you put
go
the tool
and get
in the
that
net. And
go,
exactly.
Go get mama's dress. I'm going to just like put it right. on so you can have it on. I'm just going to take it in for you.
I was getting them back in the day in this. I was getting them in yeah. this, baby. Yeah, it was one of them moments. So.
I tell you, freaking mess. Okay.
Yeah.
So my best dress.
Yeah.
And I agree good. With you with Toya's. It was like, yeah, it's
like
not
that.
As bad as people were saying. So yes.
Wait, that needs to be a category for all reunions going forward. Like, Kendrick just added
yeah.
a category. Not as bad as people.
Saying.
I like that.
Right.
Like, it's as bad as y'all was saying. Because if I were to give that award to somebody, I actually would give it to Quad. Because when she was sitting down in her dress, I thought she looked beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like standing up, it's like, girl.
Ooh. And
right.
I think the hair
that.
Too
like,
is
when
what
they said who you talking about because
it should have been black.
It's like it really should have been black. I kind mm-hmm. like
and maybe a bob
walking. I'm like I kind of like the dress, but was it for a reunion? No.
And maybe
like,
she could have did a bob because it was so much.
Ugh. Now, you know, you really never have to convince me about a bob. You know, I love a bob.
I love me a good old nasty bob.
A sleek bob. You know, that's who Heavenly was talking about on her YouTube when she said somebody came dressed as bad.
She was trying to act like that's not who she was talking about. She's like,
who else could you possibly have been talking about?
You said babs. It's like, mm-hmm. who are you talking about, girl? Shut
the
up.
Hair gave it away.
Right.
And like, to the back cave.
And that's it. She's walking it back because she's saying that's not who, girl, okay, whatever, Heavenly. Because you also
said,
Heavenly, you ain't
got
also said, I ain't the crew, Sweet Tea. So my best dress is actually the person that y'all playing in my face and treating her like she the victim, Dr. Jackie. I thought Jackie. Dr.
She
Jackie,
was.
Yes.
She was good, I mean, yeah.
But usually, here's the thing about Jackie. Either usually Jackie's at the top of, I feel like, you know, drag race rules. Either she's safe or she in the top. She is
yes.
never
okay.
in the bottom when it comes
yeah.
to the
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly, and if I look at Heavenly's like dress, I'm like, her style has gotten a lot better. I'm like, when I first saw it, I'm like, oh my gosh, she looks beautiful. And mm-hmm. it's very safe because also Heavenly has no problem. Like, I'm like 50, 60 years old, so she looked very appropriate. So it's like Sweet Tea looking like she brought somebody's mama the bride dress from 1997 mm-hmm. is a problem because one, Sweet Tea is stunning. So it's kind of like you go, oh my gosh. And I have given up hope for Simone because girl, what? She's not like, but I'm like, yeah, my
from the neck up, gorgeous. From right. the neck, from the
but
clavicle up.
Always Simone.
Not
it's
the clavicle, please.
It's like from your chin up, we good with you, girl. But
right.
it's like, and the thing about, I'm not putting Phaedra anywhere because I'm like, I didn't expect anything less from the Southern Belle.
Exactly. Yeah, especially if you've been watching the Traitors this season, then you know. Traitors,
if you've been watching her, like when she go live and do her IG, oh, girl, your face is beat down. On an IG live.
I'm like, and it looks good. This. Like it wasn't, so it looked like herself, like her, correct. Not like some city girl.
Yeah, it's like, girl, yes. Like, the thing about it is, it's like, you know, Phaedra from like few years have been city girl light. But for this, it's kind of like she looked beautiful. Know. And I'm glad Chanel and Ayan pulled her card. And like, oh, she clapped back at Chanel Ayan. I'm like, no, she started with Chanel first.
And Chanel was like, wait a minute, wasn't it because of the question that
they said
Chanel was asked the question and then she said Phaedra, right. And then and Phaedra said
something about that, like quinceañera. Quinceañera like, dress. Girl, what is it? So when she called it, I'm like, why are you making it seem like this came out of nowhere? Like, no. It's like, why y'all two have, I'm like, you would think on paper, you and Chanel should be just fine because you was in Dubai. Now I'm like,
I was getting ready to say that.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Was her friend in Dubai? Wasn't it one of
It was the girl, Caroline Brooks.
Yeah. It was a Caroline. And I think her and Chanel aren't or are cool. Girl.
Child.
I don't know what they don't
Who, look. Chanel just, and Caroline?
Yeah.
Brooks. I think they're besties right now. And I think Lisa is on the outs with
they
them.
Still
My boo, Lisa, let me tell you.
Yes. That is my baby, the number one stunner.
What?
Lisa is finer than fuck. And I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, I don't like hearing that y'all not. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I don't like it either. Because I'm going to be real and just, I'm taking her side just off of, I'm sorry.
I don't like my two faves. I'm like, I couldn't do this with a season of Potomac. I'm not doing this with Dubai. I don't like seeing my faves fighting.
Hopefully y'all have
a real issue to be because y'all are friends. And I'm like,
no, this is real appropriate today because we're talking about Married to Medicine. It's giving me Quad Mariah, they're giving us the best friendship season one.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden,
man.
Oh,
yeah.
That would crush me.
Yeah.
Kendrick,
me too.
When I tell you what, going into the comments of clips of Married to Medicine, and people are saying, this is what Quad did to Mariah. I'm like, girl, seriously, only I got the peacock. you, this is completely all there. It's on the YouTubes. You can probably find it on your iPod. There's no excuse for y'all to say that. Please understand.
Because
the person who got Mariah the fuck on out of here is Simone.
That's what I said. Quad was not the leader of the pack.
She wasn't the leader of the pack. She
participated a little bit now. And unfortunately, sometimes the karma doesn't come back to the person who started it. It's just now hitting. Like Quad is now in this position, but she didn't start that whole.
I think that's the problem. I was like, y'all. So like,
remember
y'all,
when Simone called Quad little girl? This little girl thing. I'm sorry.
The dollar bills, the real dollar bills in her heels. Oh, girl, what stripper did Cecil get that from? What strip club?
You're right.
What about the clip that they played? And when you think about it, it speaks. Sometimes what a person says speaks to their mindset. When she said, when you talk about hitting somebody, you a thug to me. For her. And I know she not.
Exactly. Toy can get past all of that with her. Toy can get past all of the faux pas with Heavenly, but seemingly can't do that with Quad.
Which makes me think her feelings are real. There's something deeper that we're just not, that she's just not being, because
you want me
on
to
paper, oh, go on paper. Wouldn't you think that Quad and Toya out of should be? And sometimes I feel like they kind of are the same person a little bit. And then like certain things, like, so it's like, y'all both want to be the HBIC. Y'all both want to be. But go ahead, Kendrick.
No, I literally was about to say, if they were, in my mind, Toya, Quad, and Mariah should have made a pact. season one.
Yes. And said, yes. You know,
at some point, these doctors, they're going to belittle us because we don't have as much education.
They
might try to get us out of this group so we can be a doctor-focused show. We have to stick together no matter what. We can have our ups and downs, but
the
let's
keep
that
The wives should have
closet.
Had their own little pack.
The wives should have had their own pack.
Because here's the deal. So here's my theory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is because, Toya can get stuff passed with Heavenly.
Yeah.
Toya can get past stuff with Anila. Toya can get past stuff with Simone because all three of those women were her friends. They started the show.
They were friends,
and
Quad
were not friends.
Yes.
They were not friends at all. Toya really didn't even really like her. Toya,
because of her reputation,
they
were friends. That first, the first big argument, the first couple of episodes, see, this is what happens when you do a fucking rewatch. I'm like, oh God, I forgot all about this.
Because of the wedding.
Mm-hmm. Quad and Greg had just gotten married 3 months before they started filming.
Yep.
And there was in a group chat, Quad said, Greg had told everybody he was calling off the wedding. Quad and Toya were never friends. So it's like they got off at the wrong foot and they never really got on it totally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So all the people that she's fallen out with and have made up with, like, that's because they actually were her friends. Her and Claude were never friends.
And something Dr. Eugene said on that interview with Carlos was I'm glad Carlos said, people want to know how are Toya and Anila friends after all of that? And he said Anila made some real apologies, so much so to the point where I was starting to feel like, okay, I get it. And at first, when Toya and Anila first made up, remember she said Toya would be like, I want you to come listen to what they had to say. And Eugene was like, I ain't, no. But they really tried to prove to them that they were sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it takes.
It's a shame though, because Toya is the one that I guess I can admit, you know how they say we all have our problematic fave? I think she's that for me. There's something about her.
Oh, you know, I love me some Toya.
I love, and you know what it is?
My problematic fave. So I think with Toya,
she is unafraid to be herself in all relationships. Mm-hmm. Because let me tell you, what really chapped my behind is to watch Dr. Simone, Dr. Heavenly, these doctors with a little bit of God complexes, tell Dr. Alicia and Dr. Jackie, tell Dr. Alicia that basically, sometimes you just gotta lie to your husband. So even though I promote a strong, black, smart, sexy woman that is educated and y'all not as educated, I can't be my authentic self in my marriage because my daddy has to feel like he's number one. When I know people give Toya heat, but she has been honest with Eugene about
authentic.
How she feels.
She is herself
in her mind, even if it makes your butt cheeks clench for a minute, like, oh, she is who she is in her marriage and the other ladies are not. I don't care what you say. And that just chaps me, but also makes me look at
Toya. Toya really not struck a nerve. She hit a chord with me in this reunion when she talked about where her sense of kind of expectations comes from. Because let me tell you something. Both of y'all have been out to eat with me before. You know me. I'm ordering two entrees. And I'm gonna let you know that up front, okay? If you dating me, no, I'm getting two entrees.
I'm getting this.
Might get an appetizer.
It's serving
and I'm gonna look
bitch.
At the dessert,
it's not
okay?
Either or.
Right.
And
it's both fun.
Yes. And you're honest. And to me, with the way Dr. Jackie was looking when Toya was like, I told him I don't drink this, I don't drink that. They're still together. And even though they had issues, you know, they hit a rough patch. Another thing I like, because people are saying that these ladies aren't friends off the show. I do believe that Simone and Toya got back to where they were. When Cecil said, basically, Toya and Eugene were going through it really bad. Mm-hmm. So bad to the point where Cecil and Simone and other couples got them together, brought them to Simone and Cecil's home and had an intervention with no cameras there.
Yeah.
So to me, I feel like that says a lot. I feel like they really love,
most of them
say
they
talk members,
are friends. Like, I'm like, Heavenly and Jackie, definitely friends. Simone and Jackie, definitely friends. Simone and Toya, definitely friends.
Even together, Toya said,
just not with each other, right?
Just not with each other.
Toya and Heavenly even both say they talk often, off camera. Like, they call each other,
about
like,
it.
And also, Quad and Heavenly. So it's kind of like they all have, these very one-on-one friendships,
yes,
siloed.
Yes.
So
yes.
it's kind of like on it's one hand they were trying to say like, oh, Quad's the reason why we haven't gotten together. But right before that, but they were like, we haven't gotten together like this in years. I'm like, I'm sorry. So it doesn't sound like Quad was not the issue. So what's the issue? It's like Quad is the scapegoat. She has always been a scapegoat of the disconnect. Mariah was the scapegoat, rightfully so. Right after season one. After season one reunion, let's be very clear. She got into it with every single person except Quad. And then she fell out with Quad. So then it's like, that's the last domino. It's like, she got into it with all of us. Cause I'm sorry. I know Dr. Jackie is, she can be very much like, you know, mean church lady when she really want to, but there's no way in hell you're going to talk to me as a two-time cancer survivor who is now infertile and tell me you don't know what it's like to be a mother because you can't bear children. It's not by I swear I'd have slapped her. It's like, y'all need to start slapping people because I just understand how y'all let people say stuff. I'm like,
bring Zeus to Bravo, okay?
I think
you start slapping because one, Simone should have got her teeth knocked straight.
Can I say something? Why did somebody say it was Jamie? That's me. And when I tell you, I was screaming.
Oh boy.
She said, and I'm just repeating what she said. I agree, but it was so funny. She said, "Why are all the people with the same teeth on the same couch?" And then she said, "Jamie, stop! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Jamie, stop! Shut up! Shut up!"
You know what? Not picturing the couch. You know what?
It was like, wait a minute.
Now paging Dr. Simone, Lady Toria, sweet.
When I tell you,
but they're all beautiful women. We're because listen, I have big teeth and a gap too.
Face cards, okay.
But
so I have.
It was the truth.
I'm just saying. I'm like, ooh, girl. So this is the thing. Let's talk a few conflicts because we got two more pieces. So let's talk. Okay. First. Phaedra v. Quad. Let me tell y'all bitches something. This is the same person, Phaedra. Everybody's like talking about like Quad was on, I guess, like what, TGIF, girl, what? Talking about like that. Oh, she got this rehearsed read. And I'm like, y'all like Phaedra's rehearsed reads, so y'all like rehearsals. Like, I don't understand him.
And why wouldn't she come prepared? Why wouldn't she come prepared knowing she's hosting a show?
About that. It's like, why would I extend myself to the Titanic? I'm like, oh my God, why would Phaedra lie? This lady sat around and ate chicken and macaroni and cheese on somebody's balcony and pregnant as hell going, I don't even know when my due date is. Bitch, what? This is the same lady. This is the lady who-
My due date was July 15th or August 3rd. Yeah.
This is the same lady who was going to let Peach Juice, who has no problems repeating rumors.
Yeah.
He was going to let her get all of the vitriol from Todd with, you know, the schemer and Candy and was not going to say anything. I was like,
yeah,
Portia, she was going to leave you out there. And she to this day is like acting like, oh girl, I ain't do nothing wrong. I don't know why y'all mad at me. Why are y'all
and do the legal thing. She can't talk about it.
She can't talk about like, do you have any arrests? She was like, no. And I'm like, yeah, I'm good on Phaedra. I'm not gonna do this. I'm like, I get it. She is cute on Girls Trip. I love her on Traitors. But when Andy flat out said, do you have any regrets about anything you've done on the show? And she said no. I'm like, oh yeah. I'm like, so I don't know why y'all surprised by this. Here's the thing, Phaedra full of shit.
Yeah.
She is full of shit. Why are you sitting here lying to Paul? And like, do not lie. Because there's no way that the math is not math. And I'm sorry, if I'm here to get a check, I'm going to like literally clock in and clock out. So yeah, Quad showing up, not surprised by that. But Phaedra saying, oh, I invited her. Why the fuck did you invite her to this? Have a dinner at your house, bam.
And invite all of the ladies.
Have a dinner at your house, ma'am. It's like, Phaedra, I want you to think. I'm like, well, I don't want to be like, we friends socially, but I don't want you to think.
She
like,
made sure to say that. She made sure to
like,
say
socially,
that.
Socially, like, well, I don't, anytime you're mad at me, you're going to talk about me. Phaedra?
What?
You literally just said this after you said, why would I attach myself to the
table? That's what
I'm like, shut the hell up.
Now, Quad is not my favorite, but I was like, how, Phaedra, for you to, now you're trying to think of a way so that you can pull away from her. But make it seem as if, almost like it's her fault. Well, I don't want you to be talking. I don't want you to feel like, I don't want to feel like you're talking about me every time. What?
Yeah.
Come on now. I thought that was like, just be honest and say, look, I just came into this group of girls and it seemed like Quad was on the outs.
Back in.
And Quad was on the outs with everyone. And she even could have spent it and said, I thought I was bringing resolution by bringing Quad around, but the heat that I got from the other ladies, I didn't want to be part of that Quad. And I hope you can understand that.
That would have made more sense. That would have made, because one is like, that I kind of get, because it's like, that's a lot of heat. Because that lady with the overbite who liked to scream, because apparently she's in the milk ear, because she always yelling at shit. It's like, yeah, I'm like, girl, I wouldn't want to deal with your ass either.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know why Andy keeps sitting Simone right next to him, because he always says his ear hurts by the end of the reunion.
Like, let me tell y'all something. Next reunion?
I wonder if she's hard of hearing.
That's
my
what
mom
saying.
Used
that's
to say.
If she is, she did.
She must have like a hearing problem.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was like, can she hear? Because why is she always yelling? I'm like, because that bitch can't hear nothing. Because one, Quad is one of my faves on this show. Toya and me have a very complicated relationship. I'm just being very honest about that. But what I can say is kind of like, to Quad's credit, Phaedra, whose friend did you come in as? You didn't really
right.
know these bitches except socially. And it was only Heavenly and Jackie, because you know they like this and everybody know it. You didn't really know Simone, you didn't really know Toya, nobody knows Sweet Tea, so I don't expect you to know her. It's like, you only really knew Quad, so why are you acting like Quad is so out of pocket for saying that?
Can I give y'all a theory?
Go ahead.
I think, you know how we know production kind of
I was getting ready to say
had it out for Quad a little this season. You know, I really think they wanted to. I think one, it was budgetary. I think they wanted to clear up some money. And I think two, behind the scene, because you know, we hear a lot about Quad, like the lateness and all this kind of stuff. So I think it all like kind of came to a head. I think that Phaedra was an easy person for production to manipulate and say, okay, you haven't been on TV in a while. You now got a new home. If you want to stay here, if you want to stay here, I suggest you align to the winning team and then we'll figure out everything else later on. So I definitely do think, I think it was less like Phaedra actively choosing to go against Quad. Because remember in the beginning, she was like, oh, I'm going to make some TV. I'm going to bring Quad to this. I'm going to bring Quad to that.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely giving her benefit of the doubt. She's like, because Quad is so like, because I love how Quad from being from her friend on the season to we were friends socially at the reunion.
Right.
Very Monique Samuels of you.
Ooh, her and Charisse. Winter. Yeah, yes, her and Winter.
Like, all of a sudden, like, oh, girl, I really don't spend time.
Yes. So that was very convenient for Phaedra. Like,
because also, sidebar, again, shout out to the binge watch. This whole thing about Greg and Phaedra dating, this is not the first time this has come up.
Right.
Didn't Phaedra make an appearance on Married to Medicine?
Yes. No, she made an appearance, but this also was brought up at a reunion. It was like a throwaway scene. You know how they have like short scene between commercials?
Oh, yes.
They said, hey, do you know any of the Atlanta housewives? And Quad said, oh, Greg used to date Phaedra. She said that. That's why I'm like, this is not new. And it was like a throwaway scene. So people probably, people probably didn't see it. Because I was like,
Phaedra also saying the Black community thinks that dating means sex. No, we don't.
Girl, no, we don't.
Don't speak for all of us.
We
dating
mean
means
you
dating.
Went out on a date.
Please.
And if we want to know if you have sex, our next question is, girl, did you, or, hey, what, you know,
did
we
he,
don't
did
assume.
He clap them
we
cheeks
don't assume that
or
y'all,
no?
Yes.
We assume that y'all went out to have steak at STK, and then we're going to ask, yes. What did y'all fuck? We don't assume fuck. We assume that y'all had, like, no cheese balls. That's what we are expecting.
Girl, don't put that on us.
Right.
Also, and try to tell Andy.
But also, it's like, we only talk about one person. We only talking about Heavenly. I'm like, ma'am, don't do this. Like, well, you know, the Black community, Emily, I'm sorry. I'm going to stop you right here. I know what I thought. Yes, you right. Flat out, did you date this man? I don't care what people, like, look at here, miss. Listen here, due date. gonna do this with you.
Right, right, right.
Wait. Okay. So what do y'all think that the reason they stopped dating was because of the $4,000?
I think that it just kind of faded out. I think once Phaedra knew that Greg was going to be tight with that money, because they keep trying to make it seem like he didn't have it.
It's like I think once he realized,
I ain't getting ready to give you no $4,000 and you didn't give up no cuckoo. That's how I feel. Like,
so this is what happened.
But wait a minute. Phaedra did have a good, no, it was a good comeback when she was like, look, something about not asking him. And well, he obviously didn't have it and y'all two married him. That was funny to me. I was like, that little throwaway comment. Like, I said,
and this is not about Potomac, but when I tell you, Mia has given me the perfect answer that equals yes.
Oh, so okay.
The answer to your question, Kendrick, is does a frog have a watertight asshole?
Oh, yes, yes. It was because,
like,
of that money.
I'm like, I'm does so sorry. If I frog... said it to y'all, I'm like, I hope, like, please do not get offended. Please know that means yes.
Right.
That means yes.
Does a frog have a watertight asshole? They're like, what?
Right.
Like, what does that mean?
That means yes, y'all. That means yes. So everybody's like, Phaedra, if you and Carter are only friends socially, this should be like light work and y'all should be just fine.
And y'all should just be able to move past it socially for the good of the show. Yeah.
So let's. Yeah. And it's like, it's gearing up. But yeah, I'm gonna skip on over her. Let's talk Toya V Quad. And Toya finally, because in the rewatch, I'm like, no, Quad really has apologized to y'all. Y'all just don't apologize to her, but she has apologized. But I will say, and as much as I love Quad, I'm like, this is like, I agree. This is the first time I've seen her just
yes.
Like, it don't even matter. What you did,
right. Yes,
I fucked yes. up, and that's it. That is actually what accountability is. Because let me tell y'all something. Hey, hi, and y'all can call me if you want, DM me all you want. These ladies, when they kept saying they wanted Quad to take accountability, that is not what they wanted.
They wanted her to apologize.
Quad to take the blame. They wanted Quad to come in here and say, I am the reason that we are no longer friends. When that technically is not true. Y'all don't want accountability from Quad. You wanted her to take the blame. You wanted her to, like, accountability and accepting 100% of the blame is not synonymous.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what y'all wanted. Because Simone, it can't be, oh, you didn't do anything to me. I'm like, so then what the hell she, I keep being accountable for if she's done nothing to you?
And what I wish Simone had said, because when she said, you know, Quad said, I met with you, we had dinner. And you said, I don't want Toya to be upset. And Simone was like, those were not my words. This is my real friend. What I wish she had said was, Toya and I are real friends. We hang out outside of this show. I want that with you. I don't feel like I'm getting it. So I'm not going to go against my real friend outside the show.
Because that doesn't
when I don't get it from you.
Toya in it. It's like, if you're just yes. Damn, like you're bringing this up. It's like, I want that kind of relationship with you, but I feel like I can't have it. I'm like, but Toya's saying, oh, it's
and Simone is kind of throwing it off on Toya because people automatically say, well, my thing is, well, Toya must have told her you can't be friends. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just saying, because really, now that they got back close, because I know that Simone delivered one of Toya's kids and they were friends before, whatever. Then they got on the show and became closer. But I think during that time period, Simone would have chosen to be closer to Quad. That's what I feel like. But Quad wasn't.
I think she really did have an issue with Mariah, because one, she was friends with Mariah, and Mariah seemingly was like, Quad a chance. She was treating her like the SPCA puppy, but she was doing that. And I don't know if when Toya, I want you to find a lie in what I just said, man. You ain't gonna find it.
No, that's true. She was
that's
treating
like Phaedra finding the truth. You'll never
find it.
So it's like, and I don't, that's the thing, because when we came into the show, Eugene and Toya are very established. We don't know if that's what Mariah did for Toya. So we don't know that, but it seemed like, it made it seem like maybe she didn't do that for Toya, and Toya just had to find her own little footing in the medicine wives world. So it's like, it felt like, it did feel envious, not
she
because
had to hang out
Claude
with
had done
Carrie,
big,
child.
right? Her dad was like, you know, Skeletor at, in the Castle Grayskull with a pool.
Oh my God.
The moat at the Castle Grayskull. That's why she got a sit.
Yes.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. It's late and I'm being foolish. But the thing about this, like, they were like, Toya don't apologize. I'm like, technically she did. You not accepting her apology is not the same thing. Because Toya, if that's the case, why the fuck are you talking to Simone or Heavenly? Because then she's like, you always like apologize and don't own up to what you said. I'm like, but Heavenly did that too, but yet you still her friend.
Heavenly
Which
is
is
the queen
when
of.
Has Simone ever apologized to y'all on this show? Believe and y'all, I'm saying it as somebody who did the rewatch because literally,
right.
Simone, like Dr. Simone, act like she's the queen of Genovia and everybody got to bring a chicken to her court and come to her because she did it with Jackie too. Jackie got to come to you. Toya got to come to you. Quad got to come to you. Rock got to come to you. Everybody got to come and bring a chicken. Girl, I wish the hell I ain't bringing a drumstick to your ass. Ma'am, you want to stop yelling
at me. I might bring
me.
A breast because they'd be a little dry, but I ain't bringing no thigh. I ain't bringing a thigh.
I'm bringing, why you bringing chicken breast? I don't like chicken breast. They too dry.
Right. You can have
chicken
that,
thighs are the best thing to cook with, okay?
Period. Yeah. Say it again.
I think it kind of came out. You could see on but when Toya and Quad, I liked that interaction. I felt like that was actually conflict and resolution. And I get there's a lot, I think, like you say, Stephanie always says words matter. When people were like, when they were telling Quad, you're only here for your check, and everybody's like online, we're all here for our check. I think, but I think what was missing is if you come on this trip and before the cameras start rolling, you let me know, I am not here for you. You say the words, I'm not here for you. I'm here for my check. And then when them cameras start rolling, you sit down next to me and put your hand on me and say, I'm here for you. No, ma'am. I did not like that.
So this was my question when she said that. I said, so Toya, was this before or after you saw the white of her eyeballs and told her, oh, I didn't know you was coming. We ain't have no room for you.
It had to be after. I'm thinking
so
it had to be
you're
after.
You're saying to me, I didn't even have a place to place your wig. I didn't have a room for you and your 17 wigs. Oh, I'm saying that shit to you. Now you've.
And that, which is why Quad probably said, well, I didn't think you wanted me here. So basically she was saying, I only said it.
Because.
Got you. Like, because Toya, ego, like, ego will not allow Quad or Toya to say. And ego was not going to allow Quad to say that hurt my feelings. Right. Got
it.
Yeah,
because it's like, y'all should have backed this down because one, I'm so sorry. I could not be a very rich bitch or at least comfortable enough to not go stay my black ass at the Hilton. Oh, I didn't think you was going to be here. Oh, okay, well, I'm going to stay at the Hilton. I'll see y'all tomorrow. When's my call time?
On camera.
What's the call she say? What that time makes, I need to be here? Because that's the thing. It's like, hey, bitch on this camera, I wish y'all would be cutting up and acting a whole fool without being paid for it. None of y'all are here for
right.
You know, well, that's very true. Yeah, right. They're all there for their
and
checks.
It's like, I get it. It's like, the thing about it is, like, when I talk about, like, I look at, like, the conflicts, the only one to seemingly make sense to me, even though I am not always, I'm like, I don't agree with her side of it, is Toya and Quad. I'm like,
yes, yes, that's the only, yes.
Really seemingly have an issue.
Yes.
It's like,
yep, that's
you know,
what
they're the only ones that kind of make sense. Cause like, even like Toya, like you brought this up, like you said we were thieves. No, she said that Carrie told her that you said there was a hit out on Anila and you ain't telling Nia. And then, you know, the hit happened. And it's like,
right.
People weird because that man who spent like $3 million on his house put ring cameras up in his house and said, come get it, bitch. I said, girl, that works in an apartment. You spent nearly damn near $3 million to do this house. Now, if you had said that Teddy's husband had did the security system, I'd be like, oh, girl, do that.
No, we don't.
I love how Parsley is getting strays.
Let me call ADT.
Because she deserves
that
raggedy Let me leave Teddy's friend alone.
I know that we are nearing time. So can I say this?
Go
can
ahead.
We please? I mean, I don't understand how Dr. Jackie became the victim. I don't understand how when yeah, Dr. We're gonna, like, Jackie we're
spend the rest
said,
of the time and talk about Jackie.
We're gonna when talk Dr. About Jackie
it
said,
we can put a pin on that Toya Quad. I'm like, girl, that's like, you know,
when forever. We'll have to come back and discuss the other parts of the reunion. That's what we'll have to do.
Y'all come
or on one of our channels. Mm-hmm. So when Dr. Jackie said it hurt her how she tore down everything she's worked for, not it hurt her how Black women may have been hurt.
Yeah.
It hurt her to see everything mm-hmm. she worked for tore down. To me, she still I was befuddled.
That I said 4 years ago seemingly came back up. Oh, and sidebar, on Milla Chan's interview, Sweet T said,
I gotta watch that.
She said, I was at it because remember, Jackie said everybody had said something. She says everything about somebody. See me not about Sweet T and said,
yes.
Sweet T said, no, I did say something. I did reach out to her, but I also said, as a woman who had issues with doctors, this hit her a little bit. Mm.
Yes.
She said that she was edited out, but she's like, no, I reached out to Jackie too, because she is like, it does read weird that she said all the women reached out to me, but she didn't mention me by name, but specifically mentioned Quad. And I'm like, time out, homegirl. There is a discussion that you think Quad has something to do with it, and then you expect her to reach out to you?
Yeah. But yeah, I like Dr. Heavenly could have cleared that up in the beginning and did not. It wasn't mm-hmm. until Quad said, and when Simone said,
Heavenly knows
do you,
how to place it.
Yes. When she was like, why do you have to reach out to Heavenly for permission? We yeah. all knows how this goes. If me and Stephanie were kind of not seeing eye to eye, I might reach out to Kendrick and be like, mm-hmm. Kendrick, oh my God, do you think I should, you know, whatever, right. whatever.
Normal human behavior.
Yes. No, thank you. Normal human
sit
behavior.
Here and mm-hmm. say, Heavenly is Jackie's guard dog, and then said, Quad, why don't you just jump the fence?
Right.
That's a good one.
You said that she, because right. here's my thing about the other. See, that was
that's a good one. That's a good one.
Like, Heavenly is 25 toes down for Jackie. So the mm-hmm. shit that Simone pulled with Quad, let me be very clear. If that was Jackie, Heavenly would have said something so quick.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, Simone, why the hell would you say that to her? I'm like, Simone, you are literally using this, and this is not, it's like, how the fuck did Jackie just become the victim? Because the other part is like, Andy, you're saying like the quote, oh, it wasn't just that, because hey, hi, is it just me? Or did y'all miss a couple of former patients of Jackie?
Yes.
Who also talked about the experience. It wasn't just that. Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they didn't play that clip, if that had have been Candace.
Correct. Mm. They would have had
they would have played that clip.
Yeah.
Let it be
said. It ain't like it was ABC News and none. It was Heavenless YouTube. So like, why? I mean,
yes.
It's like, all you need is permission from her. And the bad part about it is you read the quote. So right. It's like, it's not like you couldn't have got access to it. And of course, Heavenly was like, oh yeah, good. Like, because if you play it on this show, you got to pay me. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Heavenly's like, I like money. That's why she sold her beauty supply store that she shouldn't have had in the first place.
Yeah.
Let's shut down according to Funky Dineva.
Oh, yeah.
Because she wanted Allura to do it. Allura is going to, she's going to fan you in Florida.
You can see she didn't want to do it when she bought it.
She didn't want to do it when she was right. there. It's like, why did you... Girl, you could have just like invested in that and let somebody who wanted to do this
mm-hmm.
do it. You could have just been an investor. And I think that would have been literally just fine. Listen here, mm-hmm. Y'all need to stop doing this. But
I was infuriated with Dr. Jackie. I was on fire with the way they handled it.
The stuff that just came back up, ma'am.
But you know, they are in business with Dr. Jackie. Bravo. They promote her products.
Like,
they do all of that.
Here, this whole season talking about Quad and accountability. Quad,
yes.
Said, Quad, yes. What you did. It's like, now hold up. The queens of accountability don't want to take accountability for shit. Because hey, hi, Simone. Where the hell is your video apologizing to Quad? I have not seen that yet. It's like, I have not seen it. You ain't putting no little black background and put no white words and say what I should have like not did this. You ain't done that yet, but y'all talking about accountability. Jackie, And it's like, mind you, I have said this. Jackie is the medicine. Toya is the married for married to medicine. It has always been that way. Mm-hmm. It's like, I could say, like, Toya get on my ever loving nerves. She can be very tacky because, girl, I don't want to hear about this.
Yes, she can be.
Third grade math about why you can't give $1,000, but here you talk about, girl, I got to raise my thing because I don't want y'all talking about my program. And girl, shut up.
I saw what she was trying to say with that wine thing, but it still doesn't negate that you should have gave $1,000.
It's $1,000. Because
what she was trying to say was basically, they allot me, I have to promote this wine to sell it for the company. They only give me 10 free cases. After the 10 free cases, I have to buy the wine and take it to promote it. I gave my 10 free cases to Married to Medicine. So now when I go out and promote my wine at other events and parties, I have to then purchase it. We get it. Give the $1,000. We don't care. We don't care.
You talking about this $1,000? Remind me, when your son had that sit down dinner for his birthday, how much did you spend at that grocery store?
Child, she just paid $11,000 for that bag. Come on.
You're right.
It's like, ma'am, you spent a whole lot of money on Tomahawk steaks for 10-year-olds. And you complain about a whole $1,000.
When it's charity too, especially, come on. There's no way I would have... Y'all know y'all talk about, I know they talk about me and my finances not having to prove anything, but $1,000, I'm definitely going to give that.
Right. I'm going to be the first one to give it to. Let me cash
this
up. Which
is
one? Cash
that
up, Venmo,
watching y'all bitches
Apple Pay.
Move.
Right. And as a matter of fact, I might have been like, I'm not giving, if they didn't ask me for the wine, I'm just going to give about $2,000 and keep it moving.
I'm like, ma'am, how much wine did you give? And you're like, oh, this is how much it was. I'm like,
right. Did you give the whole 10 cases?
I'm like, ma'am, I'm sorry. Did I see people walking around with one?
And even, but even if they bought it, then great, it did what it was supposed to do, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Did they? Like, cause one, they're like, oh,
yeah,
this,
that part, I was like, Toya, I get what you're trying to say.
Okay,
I don't care.
How much does it cost to be in Toya's wine club? Let me look on here.
Oh, see how much does it cost? Yeah.
Oh, see, let me know. So the other thing about the whole thing with Jackie is that one. She was like, oh, I ain't hear from Quad. But then it's like,
girl,
if Quad had not brought that up and Heavenly said, no, that is what I said.
Yes.
It'd seem like Quad was being a piece of shit. And technically she was not. If you think I'm like, if your guard dog is telling me that, hey, this is what she thinks, I'm not going to reach out to you either.
Quad said, she asked Heavenly, is that what the girls are thinking? So she's already thinking. If she's thinking that, she knows that Heavenly and them had a conversation. Yes. So she knows that they have had a conversation about her. Mm-hmm. Like, so.
What are you talking about? So for, and then for Simone to bring up, like, I'm there for you. I'm like, Simone, you're doing all of this, but you literally brought you and your overbite chipmunk to watch what happens live and said, Quad, wish you Merry Christmas. And you ignored her on purpose. Stop playing with me. Simone, shut the hell up. Because here's the thing. Them bitches ain't going to yell with you. I damn sure will. Like, Simone, you're full of shit. It's like, stop acting like you so there for Quad. Because if you've known how devastating this was, if she's saying, Simone, no. It's like, girl, you do not need to look. Because guess what? You bring that up, don't just hit Quad.
It hits everybody
in her family. So if Quad's mama likes it, sorry, what's Simone say? Drop me off. Simone, like, keep my fucking family out your mouth and walked out the door. I'm sorry.
You don't know their family, but you don't know if they're legally going to try to do something to Quad. You don't know.
Put her name on the shrine.
How much does it cost? I saw Kendrick make a face.
Oh no, I was looking at they got like little collection. She got dinner party vibes, Toya's favorite scents, relaxing sips. Up. You know, I like a rosé. So the rosé is $40, but they got a bestseller. Well, I think you can just like buy the bottle. So I don't know. I can't
see
where
a monthly thing you get like new.
Right, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm like,
you know, what's her name?
Because if it's Toya's Wine
the
Club, I'm thinking.
Had a wine.
Oh, yeah.
The ladies like Tamara. Vicky and
Wines by Wives or something like that.
So they all like, they all trying to fail. But the thing about it is, this is the first year where we're looking at Toya do a business. Now, mind you, Heavenly's called your ass, your dumb ass dumb. She said you lazy. She has said all these things for years. Ooh. But you can't move past it with Quad when y'all be throwing barbs at each other.
Yep.
And Heavenly's would hit different because Heavenly
because was they had Heavenly like and Damon friendship. And
they had a friendship, all four of them. Yep.
Yeah.
That would hit very different for me.
Yeah. And so, Jackie, I get it. You got a gate. You got a yard with a guard dog on it. But what you will not do, if I get up in my nice little blonde updo lace front with my yellow dress, and you look at me in my face and say,
Jackie, I don't know I'm what so you would
sorry.
Do.
I do not. I didn't mean to call. I'm like, I'm sorry I didn't call you. I thought that you meant, thought that I did something. Oh, I was in a bad face. I swear I'd have cussed her out.
But when right. Jackie said, we're not in a good place, I don't know what you would do. Then if Quad had turned around and said,
well, so you're absolutely
right.
Think.
I did. No, you're absolutely right. So we're not in a good place, which is why I thought you meant what you said on Heavenly's video. It works both ways.
See how that okay. works? Like, let me tell you something. There's a little lady that been staying on the YouTubes calling your ass a demon for literally half a decade.
Yes.
Yeah.
This woman has been talking about y'all issue for God knows how long. Meanwhile, she told my girl with the cry angle she need to grow up and stop crying. I'm like,
girl, she sure did.
She outdates her and you still talk about her. Now you got the ladies who will not throw tomatoes. She will not get off her chariot and throw tomatoes with us, sweetheart. Y'all are
oh, yeah. it.
And the bad part about
Kendrick, I sent to Stephanie. I should have sent Buffy and Mariah did a Married to Medicine recap.
They did.
I do wish popped up on my YouTube.
I wish that they had a stayed. I get I sometimes you have to bring in other
y'all
stuff.
Need to stay out
or
of it.
They need to recap the show with the knowledge that they have behind the scenes.
Keep it to the show, but not what you they know kinda, about
it kind of went off. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, I wanted to hear them talk about the reunion. Like, okay, Dr. Jackie said this. This is why I feel that way. Okay, Quad, I can speak from experience. Quad, da, da, da. But it was like they kind of went off.
Yeah.
Like they weren't recapping. Don't call it a recap because you weren't necessarily recapping
not,
the reunion.
Like, I got because the thing about it is this is the whispers and this is the allegedly. When they said Quad brought it up, like allegedly, it was Buffy.
Buffy, that's what I heard. But look, like, Buffy got it off of Heavenly's YouTube page and it's still there.
It's still there. They didn't take down the damn video. So if y'all watch Carlos's Messy Mondays, because when they said who was the daddy who said that Heavenly couldn't come back, they're talking about Damon. Because apparently one of the husbands said,
yes.
Because when Damon don't watch the show, Damon don't watch his YouTube. It's kind of like, he's like, that's her thing and I don't mind it. So allegedly one of the husbands, allegedly it was Eugene, text him.
I was wondering.
Said, this is what is happening. I don't know. That thing about this, I'm sitting here like, I'm going to say it and take it back. I'm going to say allegedly. I do not know if this is true, but word on the street.
You don't think it might have been Dr. Gregory because it is the way that Heavenly be dragging Sweet Tea sometimes?
That's the thing. It's kind of like, it could have been.
You don't know.
It could have been Greg. It could have been
which
Greg.
Which says a lot about Heavenly. It could have been any of them.
Correct.
You're right.
It's like, yeah, it's like, it could have been any of them. So apparently, that's the reason why Madison had to come and truck up some stairs without her wig
Madison.
to fix her Patreon live. Because that's why now her stuff is behind a paywall. That's why the Bravo Shade Room, they only got clips because that's from her Patreon. She's no longer doing Messy Mondays.
And I will say,
I'm Married to Medicine.
Yes. And I said, as Stephanie said, words matter. Dr. Heavenly, the clip that was surfacing about everybody got their contracts. I can say that. Quad said, I didn't
sign anything.
So it's like they may have gotten them.
But yeah, everybody got the email sent.
Yes.
Everybody has not responded.
Boom.
Ew.
Yeah. So
we're going to have to do part two on my podcast
part
and then part three on Kendrick's or something.
Let me tell you something. There's no way in hell Jacqueline Walters could look at me and say, I'd rather lose myself than lose a friend. What did that have to do with anything?
Yeah, she lost the point.
But also why are you acting like I chopped and screwed something that you did not say?
Right.
Bitch, you said this shit. Why are you acting like you didn't?
It was all
that was my issue.
We saw it.
So are we ignoring
you
the
said
women
it.
Who came out and a lot of people are like, why y'all just saying when stuff go bad? Because Jackie's beloved on one Bravo yep. and in general. So everybody, like, you got the Bratz OBGYN, you got Candy's OBGYN, God knows who else.
Say it.
Every famous person in Atlanta, mm-hmm. she birthing it, catching their babies. They y'all. Can't say this when shit is good. Y'all gonna right. think they being hater or you're lying.
Mm-hmm.
And we ain't gonna take too much of your lies.
So it's he like said, you gotta she's catching wait. Their babies, right?
Because women, they always say, I'm out catching babies.
I picture
babies.
Martin when he caught,
yes. when the, yes, yes,
yes. I heard someone say it all the time, I'm out here catching babies. Are they like shooting out?
Shooting right. out projectile, right?
Thomasina.
A few videos. I met some ladies who had the babies. Tarita right. had the babies. I don't think they just like pop out.
They didn't listen.
Right.
Got a push.
From what I recall, that was not the business. It didn't just shoot.
Saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
That would have been easier, maybe.
And if they yeah. did, you need a few follow-ups because there's some other things going on. I'm just...
it's like, girl, I'm just saying. Placenta
act. Right.
What the heck? What would they attach to?
But across the rooms,
we are going to have to pin us up, and because that just means y'all got to come back.
Yes, right. We can go to any platform. I was going to say so we can
because I'm like, look, yes. here, I'm tired. Look here, and Raven on my list too, because she back uh-oh. In the podcast and streets. I'm like, mm-hmm. I need to
ain't she back?
Me and you need to talk about pump rules because this fandom is playing in my face.
Always.
Because one,
I need to watch that too. All I just seen the clip of Sheena about Dancing with the Stars. I said, Jesus, be offense.
And I'm like, y'all know me. I girl. Love me a good shishu. I'm like, I'm gonna tell y'all but, exactly. Yeah. And I'm like, and I said this to Taria. I've said this in my group chat. I'm like, here's the thing, and I need somebody to say this to Sheena. So I'ma say it. Sheena.
Tap tap. Is this that,
Sheena, can you hear me? Ariana.
Sheena, can you hear me?
Is not the place for you to talk about you mourning your friendship. That stay. Man blew up their fucking life.
Child.
Don't understand, and it's fuck him forever. The other person that she's making the sandwiches with was never his fucking friend. They do not understand what the fuck is
right,
right now.
Exactly.
Right.
It's like the thing, but I understand what you're saying because everybody remembers at the beginning of Pump Rules. Bitches liked her, and only the guys were nice to her. That was
yep.
the two Toms and Jacks. Mm-hmm.
And that was, yep.
Those were her friends. They would do interviews with her. They would be on the red carpet with her. So it's like, I get it, baby. Just talk to me. Talking to Ariana, I swear, I'm like, Sheena, I understand you have all the feelings, but baby, I gotta go. I can't listen to this. This
take that to Brock.
My life.
Right.
Yeah.
Because one, yeah. Brock makes more sense. He's like, he's trying to get you to marry, like, fix your friendship. And then he's like, what did you just say? I swear, Brock ready to beat his ass. He's like, are you fucking kidding me right now? Because he's like, I'm trying yeah. to, like, fix this. But now I have this big old great value Thor fist, and I want to put it. Don't make mm-hmm. me go get my hammer.
Brock got all that pent-up energy from not having a job. So, you know, he ready
oh,
to fight. All
and all, look, and take it all in, drink it all in protein shakes, probably. Let me shut up.
It's like, and yeah, and Lauren, send it to Daryl. Because one, it didn't, this whole, I'm a hate Tom didn't pop the way you wanted. And now you're like, Ariana need to get your head out of your ass. I'm like, but weren't you the one who told Tom Schwartz that it's fucking forever if he go play pickleball?
And weren't yeah. you the one crying in the premiere because you want to finally have a good friendship with Ariana?
Let me shut the chat. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, la, la, okay. like, you don't understand exactly why she feels that way, ma'am.
Hmm.
Yeah, and also, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yes. Sandoval, you and James are not the same thing. When he was fucking Kristen, you were not his fucking friend. This is not the same thing. Please stop. At first, I was like, well, I guess. I'm like, wait, time out.
Yep.
James's friend when he was with Kristen?
No.
This is not the same thing, you weirdo.
Listen.
See, this is why, like, Sandoval, shut the hell up, Mr. I'm sorry, but.
Right.
But y'all
talk about
here.
Accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Y'all don't want me to say it, but I'll say it. So if y'all want to talk about those, please invite me because I have all these feelings.
Yes, we can. Well, I was going to say we can coordinate the. Yes, either on either. Mine or whatever, you know.
Yeah, we're doing, got to coordinate. We're doing the safe space tour, but y'all definitely, I want y'all to come back
oh.
to Madison.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I need to know what Kendra think about Bold and Bougie. And
oh, you know, yeah, and
and go.
I'm supposed to be recapping it. I recapped the first episode on my YouTube. Now I got to recap what, three episodes?
Because
the third one's
going,
out tonight.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah. I love it. I watched it. I just didn't take my notes.
I love it's basically it's Malaysia from Basketball Wives on this show. I'm like,
except for she's not the force multiplier. It's actually Gaucher.
She is not.
But anyway,
she's not. And we got two princesses, girl.
We need to go take us a trip and eat at them restaurants too. That Gaucher.
Yes, I was. Yeah, listen.
The people say they're good.
So. Atlanta is an hour and some change from Baltimore, so we can do that.
Wait, there we go.
I really want. And like an hour and a half,
oh,
a hour and 40 minutes. Yeah, flight. Yeah.
Oh, I was like, good. Wait a minute. What?
Exactly. I'm sorry. I'm glad you heard the same driving thing I said. So I've flown and driven. So
yeah.
It's like 8 hours.
Yeah, it's 10 hours. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's like eight. Yeah, it's eight from here.
I'm like, I know I'm not the best at geography.
And, right. It's like, of course, I can do the skyways. Because it's
of course Sky would choose to leave Georgia State and go somewhere else her second year because we could have been down there.
Hello,
right?
I'm like, oh, we gotta go. Oh.
Yeah, we got. I'm liking the show, but if I hear Sisterhood one more time, I want all fourth walls
y'all
to be
broken.
Y'all don't
fucking know each other. Just say
we were put together because people thought we could. Like, I'm ready for that now. Because you're not gonna talk
to
me about no Sisterhood.
Do you think it's it being on WeTV is a good thing or? You think that's the right network for that?
Probably
it might be the
only
network. That I was just getting ready to say, I think it's like, the only network that picked them up.
It might have been. I mean, they all can't be like Mariah. Mariah's like, I want to marry to medicine. And then something else somewhere else. She wanted to have like a monopoly on reality.
Right.
And then is Carlos, I know we got to go. Is Carlos, you think Marlo is going to be on Bold and Child.
The bad part about it is it's in Atlanta. I'm like, it's too many people that you like. Yeah, now that Marlo ain't on Atlanta, and I'm like, see, I was done with you when you showed your black ass in front of Big Freedia. I'm like, that's bad to them. Y'all can smash potatoes by Big fucking Freedia, and y'all acting like dumbasses. Yeah. Like,
right.
Yeah, we actually do need to discuss Baltimore because I have some thoughts.
We do.
Malaysia plays this little. First of all, she's beautiful, but. She talks between them white teeth and she's like, I just think that you should, you know. But I think she's doing what she's supposed to do. But it's funny that the show was built around her when Gaucher is the force multiplier to me. And I didn't realize just how much I was going to like Crystal. I didn't realize just how much I was absolutely going to love Crystal.
She's like, why do you keep talking about Moneta? And her on the fucking screen. If y'all was
right.
Like, why?
And well, apparently she was still contracted
like, take this
to
shit
Bravo.
To Bravo.
So that, yeah. Oh. Right. Yeah, because I think that's the reason. Because I was like, I didn't understand why Crystal thought that was weird. Those ladies literally are saying they're Manetta's friends. You lucky they want to break bread with your ass. Like
I think
know.
The way they came off, the way they kind of came off, though, it was like, can I?
Because I'm like, Crystal,
can I breathe?
They overlap, right?
And that's... I think the rumors were they did, but then they seemed like they had a good.
They didn't overlap because you know that.
That's what
I. You know I don't keep up with that man who need to keep the hat on.
Good night. Well, now he's like as Crystal said, he's out living his the
he's
life that he
out
always
his, like his thruple life, his seeking sister.
There you
go. That's he trying to build a show, girl. We don't want to see you. Okay.
Yeah.
We already got
so we need to go.
We don't need them.
We need to go to Gaucher's restaurant and to Crystal's
really
Johnny and Waffles.
Yeah, boom. And also Kendrick, because I think I mentioned this to Bravo Wild Black or Bravo We Are Black. I'm like, because they told me about it, but I need to know Trick Daddy's restaurant is still in Miami.
Oh yes.
Because I'm like, I need to
do a tour.
Like, right,
I would love to do that.
I was like, wait, Trick Daddy got a restaurant? And she's like, oh, it's good. I'm like, I
oh, yeah.
Know.
Finger. No. Is he finger licking? Is that finger licking? Oh, that might
know
be
Rick
DJ
Ross
Khaled.
Is Wingstop. And I'm like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
What is happening?
Sundays, maybe. I think maybe Trick Daddy is Sundays.
I
but
think
it's,
that is the name of it. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, they say it's slap.
Yeah.
Not to be violent.
Like, that's
okay.
Yeah,
right. They, okay.
Who doesn't slap? I'm like, yes, it does.
It can. Your mama and everybody else.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, because sometimes food's good. It slap my mom. It's like your mom. Coco's Pub here in Baltimore. Them crab cakes. Lord.
You said so Coco's good. Pub?
Yep. And it's
tell
black.
My daughter about that.
Yeah, Coco's Pub. Those crab cakes are so
good. All right. I'll have to tell her because I don't eat seafood, but she does.
Oh, you don't eat seafood?
No, not at all. I wish I did, but I don't like it at all. I
Mm.
know. I wish I did.
I'm like, you're in the wrong state. No, I'm kidding.
That's why I'm getting ready to eat dinner. Right. Dinner
I know.
right
We
now.
can
But well,
switch. You know, you
some
can come down
places
here and
you're
get the
like,
barbecue. I'll go up there and get the
yes,
seafood. It'll be
yes,
okay. There we go.
yes.
So wait, do you like smoky barbecue or saucy? Because one, I didn't
All of
realize
it.
until I started traveling, I didn't realize there was a difference. Because I'm like, oh,
Oh, yes. You
smoky
know, I
or
like me a good
saucy.
smoky, a good, because it got to be
Just smoke.
seasoned good. But you know, I don't mind me some
Yes.
sauce. Okay. You know, so I can, you know, me, look, if y'all anything like me, you know, I get half my slab dry, half the slab wet. So, you
I
know,
love
if
it.
whatever you
I
want it to
love
be, I'm
the
just
duality of
saying.
that is like
Okay.
so very
Okay.
good to me. That actually sounds really
And a big thing of
good.
macaroni that said, when you're going through it when you fall,
Like
yeah,
macaroni in the pot.
exactly,
Look, it's like either roux or not. I'm like, look here, is
you're
it
right,
seasoned well? They're like, what do you care about? I'm like, girl, I don't care as long as it's made well. I've had roux and roux-less, and that I mean the roux-less had eggs, and then I've as the binder, and then the roux is the binder. I'm like, I've had both of the
oh,
good.
okay,
As long it's
yeah,
like as
as
long as it
long as
is
that,
well
yeah.
seasoned and is a good thing, because sometimes people I'm
Cause
like.
that's one thing about me. I'm a macaroni eater, so like I'm not the pickiest
Exactly.
when it comes to mac. Like
I'm not picky
I
about
just
that.
love it in general. I'm like,
Okay.
well,
Just
you
as
can have
long
it. I
as
don't
it is
mind.
good. It's like as long as it's good, I don't care. I'm like, if you do like, I'm like, you like eggs or roux? I'm like, I like cheese
Exactly.
and
And noodles.
nuggets.
Give it to me.
So
Yeah,
that's
that's that.
Sky's one of
Even
Sky's favorite foods,
ooh,
macaroni and
let me
cheese.
tell
Yeah.
y'all.
It's like even like
I'm
with Velveeta in it. And I'm like, I
sorry.
shouldn't
Right. She buys the
say,
boxes
but
at school. She buys the boxes at school.
Let me
yeah.
tell y'all. Just I
Kels and
just
cheese.
laughed there. I said, cause we now we talking about food. We didn't grab all of it. But I
We didn't
literally
get off, right?
I had some oxtail macaroni the other day. And when
What
I
is
tell
it?
you, ooh, when I tell you it slapped, man, I'm gonna order some more this weekend. It was so good. I'm just saying,
I've seen
oxtail.
them. I've seen the videos and it
Ooh.
looks good. My friend, like, it was her mom's birthday and it was a surprise. And so her daughter's husband is Caribbean. So his sister had catered and she made oxtails. When I tell you, them thing is like when you are talking about these kind of like dishes, baby,
Yes.
it got to be authentic. And I was like, girl, it's so
Yes.
good. Girl, she had packed some up for me to take home.
I know that's
I've
right.
never had an oxtail in my life.
It is girl, and it was
We got to
so
change
good.
life.
I was
Oh.
like, because like Taria, that was the first time that I had it.
It like beef?
So yeah, it's kind of
Yes.
like beef, and it's kind of like it's
It puts
really
you in a mound
small.
of pot roast almost, but on a
Yeah,
bone.
but like on a bone,
And a
but
little
on like and it
fattier.
comes right off. Like you can suck it off, or you can just pull
Yes.
it off. When I tell you, and some people like it spicy. It was the one she made was not spicy because she had
Yeah.
jerk chicken there, but the oxtails were not spicy. Some people make it
Okay,
spicy, some people
y'all
don't.
will have to get me, I'll have to try it.
Yeah,
Cause one
beef.
time I almost ate a coon and then I realized it wasn't a rib. I was like, that rib looks funny. Like it had, but they had my family down south had cooked it. And I was like, I don't ever, why does that look like a rib cage? And then my uncle says, girl, that's
No.
coon. He
Oh,
said, girl, that's
no.
coon. I
Yeah. Okay, so I don't think Kendrick, I've ever asked you, have you ever had Scrapple?
A
No,
girl,
what's
that might.
that?
You've never
I've never
had
had
that
Scrapple.
is
Okay,
that's
let
a
me.
Southern
Okay.
thing, but it's like a Virginia, it's like a DMV
Let me
thing.
look it up.
But
And
Scrapple
Jersey, because I grew up on
and
Scrapple.
Drabble, yeah. So it's like a lot of people just like, you never, I'm like, and I'm sorry. I think my mother
When
and I
I went
talked
to.
about this. I can't find bacon Scrapple. Like, you see Scrapple? They used to have like
Oh,
different kinds of
yeah.
Scrapple. Bacon Scrapple
I've
is
never
my
had the
shit.
different kind, but Scrapple is everything that everything, you know
All the
how like
hog.
what's
All
it
of
made
it.
of? Literally all of it. But then
Right.
it's like the one that said bacon Scrapple, that shit was the shit.
I went to private school, kindergarten, first and second grade, and you had to take your own lunch. And my mom would fry me Scrapple in the morning sometimes and put it on bread with ketchup, put it and wrap it up in
Ooh.
aluminum foil, and I would have that for lunch.
That's the thing.
I
It's like, and
love
that's it has to be
Scrapple.
crunchy. I don't like in restaurants where they do it because they do it on the griddle. It's not crunchy enough for me. I'm used to pan
And
fried
if
Scrapple.
see, I like to fall apart when it falls up when you.
It's
So
like, but
Kendrick, when
I
you
need
come
the
up here,
crunch.
Corey likes
Yeah.
to make breakfast, and he well, we gonna make you some
Okay,
Scrapple.
okay. I love
Yes.
that.
Let me know because
Okay.
I'll be
Stephanie,
coming
you'll come
over.
over.
Yes, we
Yeah, I'll be
will.
Thursday.
Right. Because I think I did it for like a Mother's Day brunch. I had did like I did like a play on chicken and waffles, but it's like I did like the pieces there. People like, should it be bone in or boneless? I'm like, I feel like it's fine, whatever. But I
Right.
also made scrapple, and it was like,
Don't you dare say that boneless wings are a thing. That's a chicken nugget. That is no such thing.
look here, there's some
No
people who are
such
like
thing.
bone in or boneless
Every
chicken.
chicken has bones, and you want to tell me
Why
that's a chicken nugget dressed up as a wing? Absolutely not.
he about to be minus? Let's just be
I
honest.
am
Well,
offended when they
I'm
say,
saying
"You
Miss
mean, what
Shirley's,
do you
I
mean
love their sh
boneless?"
right. It's like,
Have
excuse
you
me,
ever
I'm
seen a
like,
boneless chicken? Have you ever seen a boneless chicken walking around? You have not.
I have seen the chicken breast tenderloin, and that's what I be eating, girl.
Oh, me
That's
too.
still
My
different.
trainer
How
make me
dare.
eat that.
Yeah, I
That
don't
is
know.
different. How
There's some
dick.
people like, but it was like a debate
We
on
gotta
TikTok.
go. Let me
Yeah, we need to go because we got too much to
see.
do.
I did used
But
to cook the boneless chicken tenderloins on my George Foreman. You couldn't tell me nothing. But anyway.
oh my God. See, man, she did all that to
7
say
minutes. Done.
that. Wait a minute. We sure did. And then when they finally got the Foreman grill and they took the grill, the grills out, I was like, raggedy ho. People been trying to keep
Right.
it. It was like, oh, now you want to remove the plates.
See,
First
they
thing I
thought doing
ever
all
made
that,
was.
and then the air fryer came out. See,
Correct.
that's your karma right
Yes.
there.
Yep. Yep. Because the
Mm-hmm.
first thing I ever made was a boneless was boneless pork chops on the George Foreman grill. Me and Corey had
My
just moved
mother
in together. Me, him, and his
loved
cousin
making the
was
chicken breasts
standing
on
around.
there.
Oh, we seasoned that thing up so good, and it was so quick. Yep.
And then it
Yep.
was like,
I had
girl,
about three of
like,
them.
what is
So
Socks
much.
doing? Is she there?
Look, I don't know if y'all can
Beautiful.
see that. I was like, what is that noise she was
Right,
just
I was
doing? The
like,
mold.
you could
I
see
could see
her
the
a little bit
background, and I was when you
like,
got up
that has to
earlier.
be
She was so
Socks.
pretty. Look,
Look.
she is so pretty. You could see her earlier. Oh my gosh, she is so pretty. Look at what
Oh,
is she? Look at.
she's
Yeah,
like, she
exactly.
probably like, if you don't get this fucking camera off me,
Is she,
the whole
look at
time
how
she's
she
not
is
blurring her
literally.
background.
She literally, look.
Oh my gosh,
Look
look
at.
at her, Miss
Look at
Socks.
Kendrick's
Can you hear
baby.
me, Miss Socks? Miss
I
Socks,
remember when Kendrick used to talk about
she
socks, and I
had
used to be like,
it.
"Oh, that was good."
Okay,
When Andy said that, okay,
that
that's a good. All
was. I
right,
gave
we'll
it
talk
to
about that.
yeah.
Yeah.
But y'all, before we get out of here, to reiterate everybody how they can find you and We Go, the show and the YouTube channel.
Okay. First
Yeah.
of all, Stephanie, thank you for having me. Thank you so much. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at WeGo, WEIGO podcast, the podcast, what else is going on, wherever you can find podcasts. And please come over to YouTube where you can see the visuals.
Yes, girl.
Stephanie will be on,
Yes, I will.
Kendrick will be on, and it's WeGo, WEIGO podcast. Please come over and subscribe, and let's just have fun together.
Because
Thank
y'all
you
can
again,
see,
Stephanie.
yeah, of course, y'all can see the
Meow.
fireplace in her background, y'all. I'm just saying, that's what y'all will see on YouTube.
Amazon.
Yeah.
And Tennessee, tell
Yes.
everybody how they can find you and the show and hopefully a YouTube channel soon.
Maybe
Oh,
I've been
yes.
tossing around the idea. Maybe.
Okay.
Y'all stick around to see. You can find the
Okay.
podcast, though, Reality and Comics 2, anywhere you listen to podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Google, iHeart, all of the places. I'm Reality and Comics 2. I will be rebranding very soon. I said at the beginning of the year, but I got
Same,
some.
me too, Kendrick.
I know I had to work out
Yeah.
some things, but it's coming very, very soon. I'm very excited. It's gonna be amazing, and I want y'all along for the ride. So
Yes, I
yes,
do. So I'm gonna
thank you
tell you
for
this right
having
now,
me.
Kendrick. You're gonna have to come back, and I know it seems very weird in the next few weeks for us to talk about live action Avatar.
Okay, and I still haven't started it. Okay, because Aaron has been going up for it, so I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna
It's
watch it.
really
I'm gonna watch
good.
it. Okay. 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 Okay.
Clearly, I'm
Okay.
not
Yes.
invited to that one. Okay.
You are. No, you are. No, I was gonna say
Mm-mm.
that. No. Okay, Taria, you. Excuse me. I have one word for you.
No, we gotta
Vampire.
shame her.
Shut
We're
up.
gonna shame her because we're gonna talk about all the stuff she don't watch. We're gonna talk about Traitors, we're gonna talk about Avatar, we're gonna talk about all of it. Yeah.
Love is blind because it's
Yes,
old
I'm so
now.
upset. I feel so left out. I feel like going back and binging the season real fast just so I can be left
Oh,
in.
you
What,
shit.
Love is
But you
Blind?
started it.
Yeah.
The reunion is next week, so you still got time.
You got plenty of time, girl.
Okay, because I keep hearing about AD and the body, and then the man that starts with a C that's trying to make it seem like my daddy cheated. That mean I'm a cheat, and then the girl
Child.
that looks like the
Literally,
bootleg Megan Fox
Papa's a
that's
Rolling
clinging to the
Stone.
guy.
Yeah.
Yes, the girl
Papa's a
that
Rolling
looks like the
Stone, and that
bootleg
man
Megan
is a pedal.
Fox.
Yeah.
So here's
Well,
the thing.
okay.
Okay, I'm gonna have to say this. She does kind of look like maybe.
She, I saw her. She. I feel like she put you in the mind of.
Yeah.
Think about it, but it's like I think people had like Jennifer's body, Clint, right? Transformer.
Yeah.
It's like yeah. So that's Jimmy is the one where.
Jimmy, but then he had met up with Jesse. He was hanging out with the boys and met up with her and said, mm-hmm. "Oh, I'm gonna give." I mean, she was there and was like, "Oh, I'm gonna give you a ride home." And then she had seen on the location.
Tori, I need you to catch up because then we can discuss.
Because I know all this.
Because it's a lot of playing in faces on this show. Because y'all played it.
Like, because Chelsea did look like Megan, but to me, she also gives Adele.
I can see that. I can see that too.
I can see this. I was like, but also she gives me stage 4 clinger.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah.
Y'all, this is the Mocha Minutes podcast.
Yes.
We can just talkity talk. They will be back. I will be back. Thank you so much for listening. And I will see y'all next week.
Bye.
And thank you. Thank you for hanging in there. Because I was like,